they believe us.
I know a lot of people want to focus on the kids. They're so small. We got to do what we can for them right now and help them right now. But then
you should just enjoy the three we have. Now, pause. I'm going to say something about this. Now, he's communicating more. He's even considering terminating the abortion right. His own child. Like, right. You could tell that he's not in a good place.
He, which is not good. We don't condone that at all. Nah.
Okay, so it says, am I the a-hole for wanting divorce because I think my wife intentionally got pregnant when I didn't want more kids? So his wife is 43 and he's 46. They've been married 10 years and they have 3 boys. Their lives are very busy with work, kids, extended family, house projects, etc. It says, I love my wife immensely and long to have emotional and physical intimacy. Even just kisses, hugs, and holding hands or whatever. However, for most of our marriage, she has been completely focused on the kids, so we really only have a co-parent roommate relationship. Of course, I understand this. The kids have to be top priority. But for the last 8 years or so, if there's not a kid in our bed at night, then my wife is in a kid's bed with them. I try to get them to sleep in their own beds and encourage her to sleep with me alone, but it's rarely successful. Hold on, pause. We just got a comment there because I don't want to have to read all of this then we forget the details. But speak to me about what you just thought about that.
Now, I heard about a couple of marriages about doing it. And 9 out of 10, when they talk about their roommates, and the child kind of goes first, and then they sleeping in the bed with them. And one partner is like catering to the child more than the marriage. And 9 out of 10, it sounds like it always end up in divorce or somebody's like, they're like kind of, and it's just y'all. Now you want to work on a marriage when y'all grown and y'all kind of different and maybe y'all like, you can't go back and like, well, 20 years they like this, 15 years, like, no. This is a whole different person now. At 50 or 40 or whatever, it's going to be issues.
And it's really sad to hear that he just wants physical and emotional.
Oh, man.
He said just a kiss or a hug. Like, that's basic, you know?
Oh, man. That's pretty bad. Yeah, that's almost like, yeah, this is about to end up in divorce, really. Because he's going to end up, pray to God that he don't go telling somebody at work, female coworker or somebody, and then they give him the attention he's been desiring, and then he ends up sleeping with them or doing something he shouldn't. She is going to be distant, and now she don't really have. They always say, "I'm not in love with them anymore," right? Because you haven't been spending time nurturing that love, nurturing that marriage. You know,
right? I understand.
Do your thing,
yes. So we're going to get back to this. So he said, I've made it very clear to her that I do not want any more kids. I'm more than ready to get our relationship back on track now that the youngest is school age. I'm also exhausted and overwhelmed all the time with everything on my plate. I can't and don't want to add another kid to the mix. She, on the other hand, longs for a fourth baby. We've been back and forth so much, but I am adamant that we should just enjoy the three we have. Now, pause. I'm going to say something about this. Now, he's communicating. He's expressing, hey, we shouldn't have any more. He's expressing he's exhausted. He's overwhelmed with what they already have. So it sounds like he is communicating with his wife.
Right.
And when we're that dismissive of how our spouse is feeling, that can also lead to divorce.
Definitely. That's definitely going to lead to divorce.
So it says, my wife is on birth control and she always made it a point to have an alarm set. So she takes it at the same time every day. She is still trying to work on me to get me to agree to another baby. So I can't schedule a vasectomy yet. She brings it up at least once a day. That kind of sound premeditated for you to just, that's. Well, she told me a few days ago that she's pregnant. She's so happy and I'm devastated. She won't even consider termination. I love my wife so much. She's a great person, and I know in the end I'll love this baby. But now there's no end in sight to this overwhelmed, exhausted, emotionally lonely life.
Hmm. So he think it was a setup.
He think it's a setup, and he's so invested into not having any more. He's even considering terminating and aborting right. his own child. Like right. you could tell that he's not in a good place.
He, which is not good. We don't condone that at all.
No,
but.
No, that's murder. So nah, we ain't condoning that. Also, I'm realizing that these last few months, she's actually initiated sex several times, which never happens. I can't help thinking that she got pregnant on purpose. She wanted it so much. She wasn't going to just give up. It would be in character, I suppose, for her to just do what she wants. I hate to say it, but she does disregard my feelings on things quite often. And she knew there's nothing I could do about it.
Man, time out. Hold on. In the beginning, he said it wasn't that much touching, feeling, and kissing and
right.
stuff.
And now he's saying she was initiating the sex.
So wait a minute. I'm kind of confused now, dog. He getting me
No,
confused.
It sounds like they usually just only have sex around the time she's getting pregnant. They have sex, she have babies, and that's basically the only time they're intimate.
But when he complained about they wasn't intimate at all.
Well, right, with the three kids that are now school aged.
Right.
So what he's saying basically is she's been more so initiating sexual activities more than what she normally would outside of trying to have another baby.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Because you can have sex but not have that kiss every day, that hug every day, but have sex a few times.
I'm like a robot. Do, we got to do this. Got to take the kids to school. Got to go to work. Come back home. Got to cook dinner. Got to keep the kids up. And then you get set in a routine that's like, what about the time we spend nurturing our marriage? What is that time, spending taking care of? You got to water your plants. You got to take care of all this other stuff that's in the house and the kids and life and your job, but you're not taking care of your marriage, which was supposed to be your first priority. Now, to his situation, since he feel, first of all, he should have a conversation. I don't know if he said that if he had a conversation with her first.
I don't think so.
No,
I
definitely don't sound like he did because he sounded like,
But he did, I'm sorry, he did have conversations that he didn't want to have any more children. He made that very clear to her. So that is something he has expressed. I will give that to him.
But I don't think this is not a, what is the word, Lord? Thinking of it. A reason for divorce. It's another word I'm thinking.
Nah, he just in his emotions because he don't want no more kids. But let's finish. Would I be the a-hole if I told her I want a divorce? My kids are my life and I don't want to leave them at all, but I feel like our marriage is not going to get any better. I've asked her to go to marriage counseling several times over the years, but she refuses every time, saying we don't need it. And now I've kind of lost trust in her. It will break my heart to do this to the kids, and I don't know if my feelings are worth doing it over. Please tell me if I be the a-hole here.
Well, of course, the way you set it up, of course you won't be the a-hole if you ask for divorce. You just told us everything that she just did, so we all looking at her side. It's kind of messed up. But if you're really that concerned about your kids, because you can't say it in the same breath, I'm concerned about my kids, but I really want a divorce. You need to think about the process of what's going to happen if you get a divorce. I think a lot of people don't think about what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Get a divorce, kids are hurt. Of course, they're going to pick sides. They're going to have
That's not
trauma.
Forget about child support.
And child support, spouse
Possibly
support.
Possibly alimony, right, all of that.
If you're in, depend on the state too, because that is a big difference. Whatever state y'all in is worse. So, I really want him to really think about this before he decide to get divorced. Because if he think it's bad now, it could be worse. And if you think he want that physical touching, whatever, you get a divorce and then you get remarried, what you think you're going to have a great marriage or a great relationship with this person? You got kids with you now. And now this person going to feel like you feel like, I don't want to be with, they might have problems with you bringing along three kids.
Right.
How can you bring three kids?
Well, it's going to be four now.
Right, four kids right. into another marriage. Bro, you could spend that time working on your marriage. Spend that time working on your intimacy. You could do a lot. But if you go down that road of divorce...
But I think he's also saying, like, he said it, like, I cannot trust her. If the trust is broken and she literally, you know, got pregnant on purpose and initiated sex and was tracking her ovulation, it sounds like that's what she was doing from a woman's point of view, especially if you're not the one initiating. Because I've done it before, you know, initiated sex in those situations where I've gotten pregnant. And you know, or where we were planning or where I was planning, we've never been not on the same page, though. You ain't never just say, oh, I don't want no more kids. And I'm like, I'm just about to take this from you and you gonna give me another baby. So it's never been that situation. But I know as a woman, we can track our ovulation. We know when we're most fertile, and they have apps and all these other things for that. And I think that that was pretty disrespectful. And I can understand why he lost trust.
No.
Especially if he's overwhelmed and exhausted, he could end up killing the child. And what I mean by that, shaking baby syndrome, or you know what I'm saying. Like, the man is telling you he exhausted, overwhelmed, and have lack of love and emotions. Or emotional loneliness. I'm not saying it's a reason for divorce, but we also have to consider where he is, and at least he's expressing this and communicating that.
No, but tell me how is it. He didn't tell me how this is going to get better if he get a divorce.
I don't know, but let me finish because he put some edits on here. So we're not done. Okay. It says, edit, to be clear, if we divorce, I will push as hard as necessary for 50-50 parenting time and joint custody for all the kids. They are my number one priority in life. I just don't know if my lack of emotional fulfillment in our relationship, my wife's general disregard for my feelings, and the other marriage issues are worth tearing the kids' worlds apart. Now, he just said other marital issues, so they have other things going on besides this. And that's go ahead.
Then he could think, and this is too, I think this should be like giving people reality after they think about divorce. Okay, let's think about divorce. You can say 50-50. What if she fights you on 50-50 and want to take the kids and then now you on child support? Now, judge, unless it's like really bad, they only going to give you somebody worth them 100% of, you know, custody of the kid. But 50-50, going with dropping off and drop off time. Or now you're arguing about who's going to pick the kids up, who's going to do this. Now she's putting them in sports and doing like that. Like, you think your world is tough now? Go through divorce with four kids and a spouse that's mad. Or now she got a new boyfriend. Now you mad about what boyfriend you got around. Or now she get remarried. Now you mad about the husband around your child. And now you got to deal with your child upset and they mad or they crying. And he need to really think about this. I get it. It might be issues that's unforgettable in your marriage. But those things could be worked on if you just give it time. And I believe some people just don't want to give it time. They're like, I'm done right now. I want to be out. I'm miserable. I want to be out and I want this over right now. Without thinking about the possibility, what would happen if we go through divorce?
And I think another reason why he feels so hurt and why he's even considering divorce is, you know, he put another edit on here. He was saying, because everyone is saying it, I didn't wear condoms because we never have. And if I suddenly started, she'd have accused me of not trusting her or become suspicious. And if I'd have just gone and gotten a vasectomy, she definitely would have been angry and felt betrayed. He said he was trusting her. So now his trust is broken. Now it's just like, okay, he's been, again, he said, let's do marriage counseling. She's not even willing to do that. So how can a relationship really get any better when she's dismissive of his feelings, when she doesn't want any marriage counseling, and he's like screaming these things? You know, he's constantly saying, I don't want any more children. I'm exhausted. I'm overwhelmed. We should focus on the three children we have. Their relationship is not even in a good place. It's just basically like what he said, a roommate, and basically she just carrying babies, having babies. Yeah, they having children together, but have no marriage. Who wants that?
Well, I don't know. He gonna have to Yeah, maybe the trust, but that could always be repaired. Apparently, she must trust you somewhat or love you to willing to have another child with you or something.
No,
or
know that, you as a good partner. That sounds like a selfish situation. Because if somebody expressed to you, I don't want any more children, I'm overwhelmed and I'm exhausted, and then you just put that on them anyway, when you know you are in control of that birth control. You do not get pregnant just randomly off of birth control unless you missing, you're missing the dosages.
Right.
He's tracking. He know his wife. And he's saying there is no way she should have probably got pregnant. She been on birth control all of this time, and all of a sudden she pregnant? It ain't right.
Yeah, I'm not saying that divorce. That can damage a marriage when one person's thinking selfishly.
That's definitely sounding selfishly. And then this man has no emotional, physical, anything. Just a couple of times having sex just to get pregnant. That's it. No hugs, no kisses, no nothing.
I don't think it's the end of the world and he should overreact just not getting in physical touch, because it could get better. There's times people need to understand you could be going through seasons where it's not going to be great on intimacy. It might go downhill maybe for a season. And then maybe this child might bring y'all close together. I know your trust might feel like it's hurt right now, but maybe this child might be a great thing. And I'm thinking out at this point.
I don't know. I'm still thinking about from his point of view. If somebody is exhausted and tired and overwhelmed, I don't think that that's a good situation to bring another child into the world if somebody is expressing that.
No, right. Right. But, hey, dude, she helped. Both of y'all helped. You know, how worse.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He tired of helping. He tired. Saying,
he talking about being tired. Nah. You go ahead and get a divorce. And now you got four kids in a small apartment or a little house or something. Tired. Now you tired because you got to do everything.
By yourself. Right.
So go ahead and be in your feelings.
I don't think that he
should
definitely divorce. I don't think that that's divorce. But if she's not willing to get counseling or help, they not going to be able to fix anything like he said. Nothing is going to get better when you're not willing to get counseling. You're not willing to do anything to make the relationship and put it in a better place. And what she did with just getting pregnant, you all happy and joyful when you know your husband over here overwhelmed and exhausted. We don't know what their work-life situation is. Yes, she probably is a great mom with doing a lot of things. But again, he's doing things with the children as well.
Right.
The man is tired. You need to listen to that for real.
Nah, I understand. And before we wrap this up, Buttercup, Abe Sukiyo, go and give the people peace of your mind.
I just want to give y'all a little backstory of why I called myself Eve Sukiyo. I called myself Eve Sukiyo because most of the time, it came a point in time where I did not feel connected to my husband's last name at all whatsoever. We went through some situations. I don't feel like I'm a part of the family, so I go by Eve Sukiyo, just in case y'all wanted to know. Just to wrap this up, I would say that this man definitely should not get a divorce, and he should really express to his wife that he's having thoughts of getting a divorce. And if she's not willing to work on it, go to counseling, get some wise advice, do something better than what they're doing, then he may get a divorce. And I think that that's valid. Biblically, it's not valid, but for him, it would be valid because she's not willing to make anything better. He's saying that he cannot stay in this situation that they're in with not being able to trust his wife, expressing to her everything that he's going through, not getting any type of love or affection at all unless it's on her terms, and now she getting pregnant by the love and affection that she rarely gives. That ain't okay.
Hey, man, we thank you so much for your beautiful thoughts, Buttercup.
Thank you, man.
But, man, hey, if y'all listening to this podcast with Alan Lee, write us a review, man. We would love to know what y'all think. We thank you so much for the people that do download it. Hey, or the people that's listening, we love y'all. If you made it this far, we appreciate it. We're honored. But we're going to keep hitting y'all with this content.
Y'all know I'm going to keep it real with y'all because I don't have time to be trying to suffer in silence and be like, I can't say nothing. Everything is sacred. No, I'm going to tell y'all how it is and what's going on in our relationship, because it's too many people, too many leaders out there, too many church folks out here making it seem like everything is all good. They ain't never going through nothing. No, we going to tell y'all the struggles and the realities of marriage.
Amen. We thank y'all. We love y'all. We appreciate that. Peace. We out.